3XL Busy Monday on 104.5 The Zone. Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, and there he is, Ron Slick.
I'm in the building.
We've got a lot going on, man. Coming up in the next segment, we'll get down and dirty with what country people eat. Ben Cleveland, New Raven, said he ran out of deer meat in the fridge, or freezer. Sorry, freezer. So he went to squirrel.
See, that
I've never had squirrel.
I can't wait till we get into that.
It's good, man.
Honk.
Here goes Honk. Loser Honk from Alabama.
Honk.
No, seriously, like, you drive, like, I mean, I was talking about me and Ramon, we're both in Clarksville for travel ball. You start playing travel baseball, you're driving all through the country, and a lot of great people eating a lot of weird things.
Yeah.
But, hey, man, see
each his own.
Like, look, I grew up in a little two-bedroom house in Green Hills, and it was awesome. Loved it. But we lived on a dead end over there by Harpeth Hall. And I had this like OG of a neighbor, like two doors down. Older guy named Mr. Martin. And
I've heard Mr. Martin's stories.
Yes. And
didn't you cut his lawn? Or he was really good about it.
I was trying. Yeah. This happened and then I really didn't want to get involved. So.
Oh.
I'm out throwing the football to myself because, you know, I grew up only child, no dad, yeah. All that stuff. And, yeah, you just throw it and, like, you run and complete.
Yeah.
Second down and two. And so I'm doing that, stupid games that, you know, only children games. Play.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I hear this. I'm like, what in the world? I'm in Green Hills, man. What's going on?
Yeah.
Mr. Martin out there shooting squirrels.
That's right.
In his yard.
I remember this story, yes.
I'm – two houses down in my front yard.
Letting it go.
He's letting it rip.
Was it like shotgun?
I don't know what it was. It was loud.
He was doing it because the squirrels are irritating him and doing something to him, or he was getting.
Don't know the answer to that question, little, Ron. He could have been irritated, or he could have been looking for lunch. I don't know.
Wow.
Well, you never would have thought that looking for lunch until now.
Right.
Here's the problem though. Like if you shoot a squirrel, there's not going to be a whole lot left of the squirrel, is there?
Shouldn't be. A little furry tail.
You're not eating that.
Can't eat the tail. Can't be no meat in the tail.
You got to be a really good shot. To eat squirrel, that means you hit it like
point blank
square in the head or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just took that squirrel's head off.
You can wait with a small bullet because you can't make the squirrel can explode, then you can't eat it.
So that's what I'm saying.
Like a 22.
Oh, 22?
Yeah.
You know from experience. Have you shot a squirrel?
Yeah. Yeah. 22 that's is crazy. What you take squirrel hunting.
Or do you just watch the squirrel, let him get fat and be like, yep, he's ready. That's the one I've been looking for. Lil' Jerry. Come here, Lil' Jerry. Pop.
Just start naming them.
Lord. Yeah, Lil' Jerry.
Do squirrels, like, stay in the same geographical region, like, area?
To an extent, they find a tree, and they kind of stay around that whole neighborhood at that point in time. Yeah.
But if I go outside my house and I see a squirrel, like, a week later, am I going to see the same squirrel, or will he move on to, like, you know, Brentwood?
It depends on if the Brentwood's nuts are better.
The squirrels squatting in trees. The squatter squirrels.
Are you saying there are a lot of nuts in Brentwood?
Yeah, I'm out there.
All right, we'll get
I
into
don't
that.
Know if I'm a nut.
Hey, so to clean up, Dawn is pissed because she was downtown sober. Number one, don't ever do that.
Yeah, that was probably bad.
There you go.
That's what led to
that's
this.
The first yeah, one.
That's what led to her that. Being angry. Yeah. Sober person around a bunch of drunk people.
In the middle of the afternoon, that's usually not good.
I've been around your husband when he's drinking and his friends.
Yeah.
And I get that you were a little.
And he's like the happiest drunk
he's
ever.
The happiest.
It's so annoying.
Oh, my God.
We're talking about
it.
My pleasure.
I
mean, it's like, why? How in the world can you be so happy? What is wrong with you?
We're setting up a date.
I mean, alcohol is
the happiest.
Alcohol is a depressant.
Yeah, no, not for him.
He doesn't understand that.
It's like life is
you don't either.
Great
no, I don't. I was out.
And,
you just schooled me on something. I was depressing. Well, I get
oh, yeah, it is a depressant.
Why do I get so excited and happy?
Tequila is the only alcohol that's not a depressant.
Oh,
really?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Might have to stick to that.
No, I can't leave Uncle Tito for Uncle Julio, even though I split him up.
Uncle Julio. It's a good restaurant. No free ads. So that's where your anger. So then you start noticing things as you're walking around and you're thinking about, like, when are we going home? And why are the cars still driving around here? I'm seeing all these drunk people that easily could stumble out onto Broadway and get hit and dead and maimed and dismembered and all of these things.
Like, I think about parade accidents with all those big floats, you know, and that's when you know that a parade's like coming down. And those still happen.
What do you mean parade accident? Like when Snoopy breaks free and like.
No, if somebody gets hit by a float, it happened.
Roll up under the float.
Yeah, it happened in New Orleans.
How do you
it happened
get hit
here
by
in
a float?
Or not here in town, but it you're happened around here. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you how. I'll give you an example.
How? I've never seen it.
But when they're throwing candy off the floats, like some people like run and grab.
People wanting to cross the street in between floats. Yep.
In between, or you're like, you're stepping over somewhere you shouldn't, where things are connected.
Tell somebody, excuse me, let me get by, and you just step off.
But it's the same thing. I mean, because you got these big tractors pulling trailers full of people. Yeah. It's dangerous.
Well, so people are telling us that the reason why they can't, or the reason why they haven't done it, maybe there's some issue. In terms of closing Broadway to car traffic.
Yeah.
And I'm with Ron. Like, during the day, maybe leave it open because of all the bachelorette parties, riding on things and drinking and listening to music and all that stuff. Those party barge vehicle things. But then close it down at night. But one of the reasons why they can't, according to a lot of people that are listening and communicating with us, and we appreciate that, is because Broadway is a state highway.
Actually. Really?
So we started to backtrack it. So Broadway goes to West End. West End goes to Highway 100. So theoretically, Highway 100 is still Highway 100, even though we call it West End. And maybe it's still Highway 100 at Broadway.
Wow.
Ooh. I don't know.
So we have to check in with TDOT?
They said we have to go after TDOT.
Okay.
Oh, well, we can forget about them.
No. Oh. We're going to call them.
We'll see. Now?
Well, I mean,
Joe Hunt, call TDOT.
I don't know. I need you. I got some names. I'm going to pass them your way. I need you to schedule a interview with them for this week. We're on it.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Oh wait, she's serious.
I'm dead serious.
No, this is Babs.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like how this is going.
Well, we just need the info. We just need to have them on to get the info and find out. I mean, because you know what's going on here. It's it's not us. It's not the city. It's the state. Mm. Oh, well, it's not us. It's the city.
So we cut all that middleman stuff out.
You go straight to the
process source. Of elimination. Yep.
Wouldn't this be something that will eventually come down to a vote on an election or something?
No, if it did, Kid Rock would be there.
Oh, God.
He ain't letting nothing get closed down, baby.
His bar's crazy, too.
Yeah, I've been in there. It's wild.
Crazy.
Yeah. I keep hearing stories about Kid Rock being out. That guy's still hitting it.
Yeah.
I'm proud of him. It's always like Kid Rock was with these like five super skinny, like tight pant wearing girls.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I want to run into him one day. I
love him.
I want to run into him.
You're still hitting it, man.
Yeah.
Let it rip, bro.
Poncho and Lefties. Is that where we're at Friday?
Yep. Right across from Bridgestone Arena.
What are their wings like?
Do they have wings? It's a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
They have margaritas.
Yes, they do.
Reel me in with their
tacos are really good.
Okay, well, reel me in. Yep. I'm more of a nacho guy.
Also, Old Spaghetti Factory.
Yes. It did happen. So initially... Which, by the way, I walked down there to just kind of look at all of it because I had not been over to where the Christmas Day bombing happened. So I walked that way just to take it all in. And it's still unbelievable. It's still a mess down there. But so the building that restaurant was in was affected by the Christmas Day bombing. And the owner of the building, which is some lofts management or owner company, said that they did not want to basically fix it up after the bombing for Old Spaghetti Factory to come back. Now, the owners of the restaurant said, we will pay to fix all of it. We'll pay for all of it. And they basically said, nope, we're just going to terminate your lease. That's pretty crappy.
Because
you know what they're
going to
do. They're going to probably add more living space or something there.
Oh, 100%. That's what they're going to do. But that's unfortunate because that's one of the few places still in Nashville that you have memories. Mm-hmm. Like if you're I'm 48. I have memories of going there with my grandparents who are no longer with me, like on a special night and it was still rolling.
Yeah. See, and that's frustrating because you have ownership groups that don't have that Nashville history. And that's why I go down there and I'm like, this is not like the Nashville of
You're
old.
Totally right. I remember. Like,
which I'm okay with some change, but man.
Yeah, but you need the staples, though. Like
when they're offering to pay for all of it, why not? To rebuild it.
Like, who doesn't want the old spaghetti factory?
Well, because
they used to love to go in there and sit on the trolley and eat.
That's the thing. It's like when I was a kid and they would like start to lead you to your table, you're like hoping that you get inside
the trolley.
Yes.
Dude, and then the little one scoop of ice cream you get at the end in the little silver little bowl. Aww. Man, that was me, man.
Aww.
I'm hot.
Look at y'all.
Dang, you just kicked Ron in his childhood.
Yeah, I'm hot, man. I'm hot about that, man. Because guess what? My mom used to take us down there, man. We go down there, eat, get the little bowl of ice cream, and then get out there and ride the carriage.
Well, you know what wins out? Money, 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 money.
That's right. Yeah, that's new crazy. Raven Pig Cleveland just answered a question about what he eats in the offseason. And people in Baltimore got all upset. People down here are like, yeah, so he eats squirrel. Well, we'll play the audio for you when we come back and look for your phone calls. Dan will lead us off and jump on in. 615-737-1045. 3HL-1045, The Zone. I hope you're having a great Monday. Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, Ron Slay at 3HL-1045. Gary on Twitter, follow at Scan Nashville. I actually do. It's pretty funny. They say Metro Police Department gets at least one call from Kid Rock. One call from Kid Rock's every week. Not Kid Rock.
I can see that.
I'm like, from Kid Rock's, like, farm yeah. or his bar?
His bar.
Yeah.
I can see that. And that's not far. Nah.
Again, you're not getting out. You might roll through in the car.
Yeah, I ain't. Yeah. It, I mean,
show people the sights.
Yeah. It's going to take a lot for me to get out and be downtown. I mean, either a game, concert. But it's basically I'm going to Bridgestone and then I'm back home.
Like it's, yeah.
I got to be having a great time, boy, to go on and keep the party rolling. If I didn't
let the
out
of towners handle that.
Yeah, y'all got it.
They have it under control.
Yes, they do. They're doing a terrific job too.
And Dawn.
Yeah. And Babs, because Babs down there now. I go. You can catch me on Division, maybe. But outside of that, no. I like those little bars. That seems a little more.
Talk about losers. And,
yeah.
I like that, too. 615-737-1045 at 3HL-1045. So, Ben Cleveland got drafted to the Baltimore Ravens. Southern guy.
Mm-hmm.
And is the question in this bit of audio? So, he was asked, like, what do you eat in the off season to kind of, like, keep your body going? And he said this.
You know, it's one of those things. I don't know if it was a specific diet. It's more so one of those things where, you know, you eat what you got in the freezer from the fall. So, you know, had a few squirrels freeze dried in there. So, you know, get a little hungry. Ain't got no deer meat left. Fry up a squirrel or two and, you know, just go eat that.
I'm out.
Okay.
I'm out on squirrel. There are a lot of people listening to us right now. They're like, Doherty, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about.
You're going to have to miss me.
What, that squirrel's good?
Yeah.
You're going to have to miss me.
Joe Hunk in there.
I've ate it. I've had it plenty of times.
Hunk's a wild guy.
Yeah, because you're from Alabama.
Back on off of a dirt road on a single wide trailer eating squirrel.
What do you do? Fry it up? Like you have to, is it one of those meats that you have to eat fried?
Yeah, you've got to, well, you got to skin it, and then you got to cut the tail off and all that. If you want to get graphic about it, yeah, then you fry it.
Imagine skinning a squirrel.
Not like it's so little,
right? Like where do you
squirrel
put your
like
hand?
I feel like it's a hell of a lot of work for not a whole
little,
lot.
Yeah.
No, it's not a lot of meat. That's the reason why when you see people go hunting, they've got a lot. They've killed a bunch of them because you've got to kill that many to make it a really.
Is
good
it meat. Hard to kill a squirrel? Because those things got quick twitch.
Yeah, like, they quick twitch. Yeah,
they're jukey.
Yeah, they are. It's not like a fly where you just don't shoot directly in front of them because the fly always moves forward. You kind of have to read the squirrel.
All right, Mr. Miyagi.
In the world?
Yeah, read the squirrel.
Freaking Alabama.
You read the squirrel.
So, Ben Cleveland grew up in Toccoa, Georgia.
That's what I was going to say. Where is he from?
And attended Stevens County High School, where he played baseball and football. He was rated a 4-star recruit, committed to play football at Georgia during the summer before his junior season. Now he's in Baltimore. And apparently, like, that soundbite, like, if some dude, like, if Ben Jones said that down here, we'd be like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in Baltimore. We already ran through Baltimore last week.
Yeah. Like, that does not fit in well in that city.
You ain't going to be killing looking for no squirrels. I don't even know what they get. Maybe some stray dogs or something. Maybe,
but, oh, my gosh, Slay.
I mean, I ain't saying, like, go get the dog. I'm just saying, like, what you have to get a snack.
What in the world?
I'm just saying, like, Squirrels are by abundance. They're abundant of squirrels down here, but I don't know if it's in. Is the squirrels running around Baltimore?
No, it's funny because like when I went to Tennessee, you might have experienced this too. When I went to Tennessee, like my friends from the Northeast,
yeah,
they were amazed by the squirrels.
Yeah, that's
like
what
they had never seen them.
Yeah, it's like it's real.
They're like, what are these things?
Really?
Yes.
Where would you see a squirrel up there? I don't even remember seeing many trees up
about
there.
About that.
I'm telling you.
Interesting.
I'm telling you.
Well, you know, so his nickname's Big Country. I mean, you can imagine Big Country in the middle of Baltimore. It just doesn't fit, does it?
No.
But we used to have a Big Country here for the Titans. You remember Dave Stewart?
Would he run
offensive
around shooting?
Offensive lineman?
Yeah, shoot, run around shooting.
Mississippi State?
Yeah.
Yes, he went to Mississippi State. He was from, where did he grow up? You know what? He grew up in Alabama.
Yeah, makes sense.
I want to say he is from Alabama, but they used to call him Big Country.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, also and Big was, Country.
But he was huge. He was like 6'8", I don't know, 330 pounds. I mean, like massive guy. And he never talked.
I really
talked.
Thought she was going to hit you with the 285 there.
You wanted to.
I thought about it. I thought about messing with you.
Babs, we are on a great track. Don't go over to the mayor's side.
I remember Big Country, though. They talked about, like Big Country doesn't say much. Like, he doesn't talk.
No, he didn't.
But then on Sundays, he played.
Yeah.
And then once he played and got better and people talked about him on that offensive line and all that, then he would talk a little bit more. Because I remember Munch being like, yeah, Big Country's talking a little bit more. Like, I remember his teammates being like, hey, I really like Big Country now that we've heard him talk. We didn't even know that he could talk for a while. We didn't know if he knew English at all.
Josh knew English. Josh,
he was so quiet.
Josh on the Facebook Zone TV feed says, yes, Brent, it is good, but it takes like 3 or 4 to fill you up. That's the thing.
3 or 4 can't even fill me up. Like, it takes
too much
wings
effort
to feel good.
Yeah, it's like eating wings, man. You got to get like a thing of 10.
Nope.
It's like crawfish.
I've eaten frog legs.
Yes. It's like crawfish.
You have to have like 50 of them to get full. Disgusting.
Yeah, there's a reason why you go squirrel hunting and you get like a big group of people and you take them all together and that's you cook all the squirrel together. You just have a big squirrel cookout. Right,
well, do they make noise? Like,
No, Slay.
Okay.
We're not going down that road.
I was going to ask, though.
Let me ask this. Is bad enough.
Okay, yeah, I'm done with
it. I can't handle this.
I'm done with it.
Yeah,
I don't know, Slay. I'm telling you, the next thing was, how do you have this as a snack landing in your freezer? I had old Eggos with frost on it. Like, you might have to throw them in the oven or something like that. But
with frost.
Squirrels? Like, come on, dog. I ain't.
Yeah, the ice cream, just move the squirrel out of the way. It still has its eyes.
Nah,
just move the squirrel out of the way.
The Eggo, you can do the frost, you know what I mean? Knock the frost off or whatever that is on it.
I did have some deer in my freezer for a while.
Babs.
But deer is okay.
Now, how is it okay to eat Bambi and not eat Alvin and him? That's what I'm trying to figure out. See, now that's wrong. Lil Ron would be heartbroken right now, Babs. I'm going to tell him that, too. When you meet Lil Ron, I'm going to tell him that. Now, you know, she hangs around with Bambi in the freezer, Ron. So.
Mickey said he had, and this is not going to surprise anybody, because if you listen to his home for any amount of time, you understand that Mickey grew up in a really small town, Harrisburg, Arkansas.
On the farm.
And he said that one time his mom was out of town, and she didn't go out of town very often, but she was out of town for work. So his dad was in charge of, you know, feeding. And so his dad had been out, like, helping somebody do something, and they were hunting something else, and then he saw a squirrel, so he shot the squirrel. And Mickey, like, has his plate of food. He didn't know that. He has his plate of food in front of him, and it's like, it looks like chicken. And so he said, Dad, what is this? He goes, what do you think it is? He goes, well, it looks like chicken. He goes, okay.
Have it
was squirrel.
Wow.
His dad cooked squirrel for dinner for his kids.
Okay, knowing Mickey now.
He loses.
I mean, he's probably, like, scarred and traumatized for life.
Mickey can be finicky on the food.
Can be. Mickey's like the pickiest, like, yeah, that's an understatement. He probably freaked.
I feel him on it, though. Like,
he says he'll never eat desserts made out of fabric like red velvet.
Yeah, we had that conversation, and me and Mickey had that. It was almost a 30-minute segment. I think we ran over and everything talking about that, because that was – That was baffling to me, man. How do you not eat red velvet cheese? I mean, red velvet cake, period. Like, come on, Mickey. I told him. He said he'll try my grandma's, though, so I'm going to get him to make some.
By the way, apparently your guy Ramon said he's had squirrel plenty of times.
Ramon looks like a squirrel sometimes.
A really big squirrel.
Yeah, because don't mess with my headband on my monkey no more, Ramon.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's go to Zach in Nashville next up on 3 and Tell. Hey, Zach, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing.
I said, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, nothing. We're good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I got a lot of experience hunting squirrels over my life. Been hunting them all my life.
And you eat them?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You got squirrel dumplings. You can do squirrel biscuits and gravy. Your older squirrels you want to make a dumpling into or cook them certain ways. And your younger squirrels, you know, you got to fry them because they're more tender. And y'all were talking about, like, skinning them and stuff. It's like pulling off a sock. They're real easy to skin.
Oh, how you know how old they are? They like you IDing them, or they got bags under their eyes, or like
how you know? Oh, no, you can tell by looking at their junk whether they're young or not.
Oh my gosh! All of them. Is this what I'm doing for a living? This cannot be real.
That was enlightening.
Remember when you were a journalist, Babs?
Oh my gosh!
Slay's gonna be out looking at a tree. Man, that's an old one right there.
Thank you, Zach. Hey. Look at their junk.
Like,
I guess I've seen them have to have junk. I never thought about that before.
So what do you like? What if it's a woman squirrel? Then you just we're not gonna do the women squirrels. Let that one go. How do you like? Hey man, that's wild stuff. Ramon, shout out to Ramon. Ramon, hey dude, hey, I didn't know you were a squirrel eater. That's what's up. Did you look at the junk?
615-737-1045. Cousin Mike,
you're calling.
Cousin Mike, what's up, man?
What's up, y'all?
What's up?
What up, Wizzy Slay? What's going on, baby?
What's hey.
But, you know, I'm calling about the squirrel issue, too. Squirrel, bang. My grandmama, she got a trick where she put a little slit right there above their neck. And then, like homeboy just said, she put her nails in there and it slide. The fur and the tail slide off just like a sock. And then you cut the meat up and then you fry it up just like some chicken or you do some gator bites. And she always makes potatoes and white gravy with her. And it's good eating. It don't get no better. It really don't. And her little trick to have more meat is you get it right there before the fall when they fatten up. And so, yeah, man, y'all missing out. It ain't no squirrel. I just had to call and let
you
know.
Does it taste like chicken? Do you have to put stuff
on
it?
I don't think it tastes like chicken. We don't think it tastes like chicken, but you fry it up just like chicken. Batter it, you can use an egg wash, or you can just, you know, keep it a little moist and put it in some flour and some cornstarch, and then boom, fry it up like chicken, man, with some hot grease. And like I said, fry up some potatoes, throw some white gravy all on top of it. You won't eat no more the rest of the night, no matter how much.
All right, cousin Mike, you got me with the fried thing, because I love anything fried. Like, you could fry a Nerf football, I'd probably eat it.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, hey, put some hot sauce on it, too. Yeah. Oof, boy.
Oh,
right. Boy, I'm telling you. Yeah.
Hey,
man. All right,
cuzzo. Okay. Hey, be safe out there, too, cuzzo, man. He on that road.
Telling you, sometime, some Sunday, Nissan Stadium, somebody needs to have a tailgate where they're cooking squirrel.
I guarantee y'all won't go.
Why in the world will we do that? We can cook so many other things.
We can eat hot chicken.
Yeah, like.
And wings.
And then you know what? Wings.
Let me.
Ramon can make steak. I mean, ooh, there are other things that
the blue cheese crumbles. Yes, he can. Hey, let me say this, though, man.
Keisha was telling me about that.
I'm telling you.
She was like, I don't really like blue cheese.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Now, I'm a food connoisseur now. I'm telling you. But this is what I'm trying to tell you. Now, I'm going to defend the chickens on this. See, to my fellow chickens out there, man, that's listening, since squirrels, you can tell age, I know the chickens may be listening. This is what I'm telling you. We got to stop comparing stuff that's saying it tastes like chicken. That's what the people got to stop doing. Because, see, that's how they trick you into taking it. Because the chicken is so good. They be like, it just tastes like chicken. Yeah, and then you'd be like, oh, man, this don't taste like no chicken.
Yeah.
Like, so I think the chicken's getting a bad rap, man. Y'all got to ease up on the chicken. That's why it's a shortage of chicken wings. Because people are
I went to a restaurant over the weekend, and I sent a text to Ron in distress because I wanted the wings, and they were out of
that
the
hurt
wing.
Me, too. That hurt me. But you can't do that, man.
So then we went – in Clarksville, we went to Buffalo Wild Wings because that's, like, my 10-year-old's favorite place to go if it's not Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And they had wings. But you know what I did? I ordered lemon pepper, and I ordered some barbecue thing. Yeah. And then when I get in the car, we had to take it to go because you got to be at the field.
Mm-hmm.
I get there, and I open the thing, and it was 10 lemon pepper.
They knew it. They were like, you know what?
We're going to order for you.
Yeah, there you go. We know 5 and 5 ain't enough. No, we're not going to put them through that. We're going to get them right. That ain't, yeah. Mm-mm.
Let's go to Joey in Cross Plains. Joey, what's up, man?
What up, fam? So y'all a big bunch of crybaby city folks because y'all don't know what good eating is. You got to know. My grandparents, before they passed away, they come from Eastern Kentucky, and they moved here to Middle Tennessee. Yep. And I could go in their freezer at any time, and I could get either pig brains, and for breakfast we'd have pig brains and eggs, which is delicious, by the way.
Pigs have brains? Squirrel.
We'd have turtle soup.
Turtle soup.
No.
We'd eat all kinds of wildlife. And, dude, I mean, it's all good, and, you got to cook it right.
Well, you know as well as I do, anything goes in Eastern Kentucky.
Well, you can, with the squirrel, you can bake it, you can barbecue it. Barbecue's actually my favorite. Throw it out there on a smoker for a couple hours and put some sauce on it. No. Oh, man, it's delicious.
See, I think I feel you, Joey, man. But I think you're selling the sauce short.
I'm, like, getting sick of it.
Yeah, that's bad, ain't the babs.
Trey in West Nashville. Trey, what's up?
Oh, here we go.
Hey, I just want to remind y'all that for all the health food fanatics out there, there's nothing more organic than wild game and wild meats.
Is that true?
That's just, there's something to think about there.
Okay.
Ugh,
wild
no.
game.
Sorry, I got a lot of respect.
There's
I'm
nothing more
National
organic.
Man,
that's true.
That's rough.
JP.
Put this in your keto diet. Here you go. Squirrel.
JP in Nashville. JP, what's up?
Yo, what up? This is Jacob Phillips. So,
hey, what's up, Jacob?
What's up? How y'all doing?
Hey, we're good, man.
Yeah, so being at LSU, we used to go out to the swamp, and we used to get frogs out of it, take them back. One time we had, like, probably 50 frogs. It had a big crawfish boil, fried up the frog legs, and that was good eating right there.
Hey, man.
Hold on. Did you catch them? Did you, like, catch them yourself?
Yeah, so we go in the swamp with a boat and got it, like, basically like a gator tail on it. So the water is not real deep. And you get a light. So if you shine the light and it's red eyes, then that means it's an alligator. If you shine a light and it's yellow eyes, then that means it's a frog. So yeah.
You don't want to mess that up, Jacob.
Hey, yeah, you slip up.
Yeah, you cut the engine off, you roll up to it, put the light on it, it won't move, and then just grab them out the water.
Uh-uh. You couldn't pay me. This is how they do it at LSU, huh? Right there.
That's why. Hey, there's a lot. Jacob, there's a lot of weird things that happen down there in the bayou, isn't there?
Yeah, we used to go duck hunting too. Eat the duck.
Hey, that ain't so bad. But
make duck bombers. Y'all probably eating it at a restaurant, one of those 5-star restaurants.
You know what they do? I was telling them that before we came on air. That's a delicatessen in France. They really love their duck liver.
Hey, Jacob. So are they hunting squirrels in Cleveland too?
That's the question.
No, I don't know about squirrels. I ain't eating a squirrel.
Hey, man, while we got you, how much fun was last season for the Browns turning that thing around?
Man, it was fun. I can't wait till this year. I can't wait to, try and get more wins than we got last year, go a little bit further in the playoffs. And really, I feel like the sky's the limit with the team we got.
What about Myles Garrett shows up? What award show was that at where he showed up and
ripped?
Oh, yeah, to the draft.
Oh yeah, it was the draft. You're right. And he looked like the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
You working out with him?
I need to, huh?
Hey, man. Hey, thanks for listening, man. Thanks for checking in. Glad you're doing well, bro.
Most definitely.
No, for sure.
All right. Good luck, Jacob.
See y'all.
Yep.
All right. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, there you go. Friend of the show, man.
What if you're wrong?
For those that don't know, Jacob Phillips plays for the Cleveland Browns. Right. He's linebacker for the Cleveland Browns.
It was LSU.
Yep. Yeah, draft, I think third round draft pick, third or fourth, I can't remember. Anyway, shine the light on their eyes.
Are you kidding me?
I don't want to be in a situation where that's an option.
I don't either.
What if you're a little fried and you think the red eyes or the yellow
you
eyes?
You were going to bring that up.
No, listen, the yellow eyes.
You trying to grab
if you're frog gigging, you're not sober.
No, you can't be.
You can't be.
You got to be a dog. You got to shine a light.
What's it called when you stick your hand into something to let the catfish or whatever bite onto your hand?
Yeah, being a fool. That's exactly what they call it. Being a fool.
That's another one.
Yeah, that's the first one.
Noodling.
Noodling.
That's it.
Noodling.
Don't worry.
I've got us covered on all these crazy country things here.
Noodling, that's true.
I'm on it.
That is the name of it.
Stick your whole arm in there. 3HL powered by you on 104.5 The Zone. There was an Elite 11 camp.
Yes, in Nashville over the week.
Don's got info.
Oh, the rich get richer.
The next, that's next on 104.5 The Zone. 3HL 104.5 The Zone at 3HL 104.5 on Twitter. You can watch the show on the Zone TV feed. Twitter, Facebook. Here comes Will Bowling. He looks upset about something. His soccer team had another draw.
Dude.
How many is that? Four?
Four. They're very consistent. Will goes, they're undefeated. They're 1 win and 4 draws.
I can't even.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Babs. I can't even. I want to get on board, man. And I'm a loyalist.
It's a sport. Nobody wins.
Come on, man. Like, and I understand once or twice, man, but they're just going to keep on doing it over and over.
Four draws. Four.
One win, 4 draws, and no losses.
Yeah, but don't you?
But it's 4 draws. Those are 4 losses.
Get bored with all the ties.
I mean, you're not bored with the ties. You're more bored with the performance. I mean, it's not like I don't get bored with it because I've grown up watching soccer since I was a kid.
You've grown up.
Like I became an Arsenal fan in 5th grade.
Why did you come in here? You looked like you were.
I don't know. I just generally enjoy your presence.
Oh, okay.
So sorry,
you had something.
So actually, I had just told.
My light's not on. Is that why you're coming in?
No, it's not.
And your blinds are open.
It's 5:00.
Don, you're 0-2.
Sorry.
I had just told Rhett a really good dad joke.
Why don't you remind me?
I was like mentioning to him, I was like, every time I go on a show here, I should have like a dad joke of the week.
I really think that would be a good idea.
Whenever I go on, I've never made Rhett laugh as hard as I just did a second ago, telling a joke my dad's been telling me since I was a little kid.
Okay, well, tell it.
Rhett's nodding his head yes. He's listening in the Titans radio studio.
All right, here we go.
It's hard to make Rhett laugh. Rhett makes everybody else laugh.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
All right, here we go. What happened to the Indian that drank too much tea?
He drowned
in his teepee.
Oh my God.
Dude. Hey, send the hate mail at Will. What are you, Will_ Bowling?
Rhett's like keeled over the Titans radio studio right now. Laughing.
And you're single.
At Will_Bowling, B-O-L-I-G. Hey, foul on the play, Don Davenport.
Couple squirrels out there.
Do you understand, like, in this,
Lord,
environment that we live in where everybody gets just torn up about everything, that you probably just tore up a lot of people that are really mad at you now?
What? No. That's not. Why would anyone be mad about that?
I don't know. People like
it's a great joke.
Oh yeah.
Right.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh Lord.
It could be offensive.
I wish there was a camera
Washington
in front of me
Redskins
so people could
are now
see
the Washington football
the look
team.
On my face.
That's right. This is the Washington football team. WFT.
Mm-hmm. He drowned in his WTF. Football team.
Well, that was funnier, actually.
Shut up. Let me be great. I told this to Buck all the time. I said, let me be great.
Hey, while you're in here, Preds play tonight at 7, and the Zone peeps.
Yes.
Led by you.
The Zone A to Z collaboration.
Yes. Has some additional programming.
We do.
Wrapped around this little event.
Tonight at 6:40 on 104.5 The Zone TV and the A to Z Sports social platforms. Okay. Myself and Alex Doherty will take you straight up to face off for game one of Predators and Hurricanes. And then straight after the game, this is how we're going to market this. Your first opportunity as a city to react to whatever the Predators do tonight is going to be with 104.5 The Zone and A to Z Sports. Mm. As the final horn sounds, Lucas Panzeca and Alex Doherty will be live on, and this is everyone write this down, pull over, pull out a pen and a paper. Brent did this before the show. He wrote this down when I
had
it.
To. There's a lot of information.
It is on the Zone Twitter and Twitch and the A to Z Sports Facebook and YouTube pages.
Y'all split it.
Yes, we did.
Look at that.
Collaboration.
People working together.
Hand in hand.
Ramon like just texted me. It's probably about my joke. He said, shame on you, Will.
Yeah. I knew my boy wouldn't like that.
I really thought this would get a better reaction. I'm going to have a different dad joke every time I come on the air.
I'm willing to bet. I know
all
the
right,
answer
I need
to
you
this.
To up your game.
I'm willing to bet that we all know the answer to this.
Tell Ronnie's got to up his game.
Have you ever, Will Bowling, had, I almost said cat.
Be nice.
Squirrel.
Squirrel.
I've never had squirrel, no.
Shocker.
I've had gator. I've had rabbit.
Frog.
Rabbit, actually, no free shout outs, but Black Rabbit downtown has rabbit rolls that are so good.
Like it's real rabbit?
Yeah. It's like, it's a mix of a couple different things. Like there's some pork and ham in there, I think, too.
Don's not a fan.
I'm rolling with Babs on that one.
So have you had like a ham and roll? Like the little like Hawaiian rolls with like the really thin ham?
Yeah, people have grandmothers.
Yeah, so that's what it is.
Right, the slider.
That's
slider,
like a that's slider. Like a specialty in the bowling household as well. That is V Love just tweeted me and said, "I disavow Will Bowling until his next joke is better."
Hey, totally understand.
Here's a better joke, my personal life, and with that,
and cousin, he's thank you. Gone.
Appreciate you contributing to thank the you, success of this radio broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Of course, hey, you wouldn't Justin. Be able to see all of you until I didn't exist.
That's
so
true.
I haven't totally failed in life.
You do realize. I hate it. Now I have to be dressed and makeup on every single day.
I mean, me too. So,
you put makeup on, Will?
I don't. Not since musical theater in high school.
Hey.
Cousin Justin, back in the early 90s, there was a Chinese restaurant in Rivergate that would serve local or imported cat.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I don't like that.
See, they, yeah. Nah.
Justin, another Justin. Frog gigging can be done sober. Why?
Yeah, what's the
Squirrel
because
thing?
Because it's dangerous if you don't do it sober,
Hopeful
apparently.
On Twitter, she says, I loved the dad joke.
Hey! Aw,
there you go,
see,
Will.
This is, this is why it is insulting for Don to immediately look at me and say, and he's single.
No.
I'm young.
I'm
doing just fine.
Now. Matchmaker.
You're single.
And you're single.
See, like, it's a bad thing. We're fine.
No.
Life is great. I'm
just not surprising.
Gritted
Will.
Teeth. Hey, all right.
I will say frog legs aren't bad, though.
Oh, my God.
Frog legs.
All right. 5 o'clock hour. Coming up next.
We'll talk about sports.
We'll hit Elite 11. Yes. Stick around.